What's good, man?
Nothing much. How are you? I've been checking it out throughout.
Yeah, how has it been? How has it been?
It's been good. I left a post saying, how do you take breaks? It made me think of that. I don't know if you ever watched South Park, the episode Make Love, Not Warcraft, where they're playing Warcraft for like 48 hours. Yeah.
I actually did, after about an hour in between two of the guests, I did take a leak and just entertain the audience for a minute while I go take a piss. But I've done stuff like this before. I did an 8-hour live stream when I read Crushing It.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Done that twice, actually. I did it last year. I did it again this year. I don't know. I like the challenge. I mean, it generates more interest, right?
Yeah. No, it's super cool. I mean, I checked it out right before I got on just to make sure I didn't want to get on too early.
Fabian had a really epic story about him being on the streets of New York, actually being in an abusive family, moving out the day he turned 18, then going from, you know, homeless in New York to now, you know, having his own recruiting agency and, you know, that journey. Just got into it when the 15 minutes got up, but I think, well, you know, like for me, that's one of the highlights. Everything else, obviously every guest was cool, and it was cool talking to like Anna for the first time. Lacey didn't make it, but there was only two no-shows, so that was cool.
That's not bad. That's really, how many people did you have?
Let's see, so there was 16. Actually, Diana told me that she wasn't able to make it. She kind of got confused on the time. Krista Mullen, Joe Gill, Kyle Burt, Max Elster didn't make it. Rob Balabasas, he was on here. Coterina Kurt, Amir Kaufman, Irfan, Natalie DeSouza, Anna Sabine, Damian DeChris, Patrick Ward, and then now you.
That's very cool.
13, yeah, so, or 13, something like that.
Nice. When are you trying to get that your cross-country trip off the ground?
I mean, so it officially starts August 1st. I mean, I've been in the process of getting it off the ground. I think it's off the ground a little bit. I've secured like 2,000 in funding.
Or nice. No,
a little bit more. A couple of people like donated $50 here or $100 here. So I think if I can secure a hat sponsor and maybe one or two more business sponsors, then I'll have, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 that will easily. I mean, the gas is about $1,200, and I figure if I stay at a hotel, that's going to be about $100. So, if I stayed at hotels every night and then had gas, you know, that's already $4,200. I got to figure out a way to work food into that budget. I don't know. I don't intend on staying on a hotel every night, though. There may be some nights where I think if I go with my buddy, we might take turns driving and just like crash for a couple hours on the side of the road.
Yeah. I mean, you could do like rest stops or, I mean, it's a great time to campground, something like that. I know they're all over the place. I mean, I'm excited to see it actually happen.
I got to figure out.
Which I know it's going to happen.
It's for sure going to happen, dude. I mean, this is what I literally get paid to do. Like, this is part of my brand. Is like, this is the value that I bring is this quirkiness, this crazy idea, this kind of hype marketing type of social experiment. Obviously, I have the industrial automation component, which, you know, it's always awesome seeing you comment on like my client.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'm learning stuff, so I don't know anything about any of that stuff. So the more I get to actually learn more about that side, it's just really cool. You know, I'm waiting for the Matrix to take over.
Yeah, I think the documentary then will be very interesting because you'll kind of get to see. I'm gonna try to make it like palatable for anyone, you know.
Okay.
Like someone who maybe not is, obviously people in our industry are gonna watch it, and that's also part of why I can charge $1,000 to sponsor and have someone get that exposure, getting their company brand out.
But yeah,
I think if I make it more, you know, like just your everyday person, right? Like look at how this world is, and also like the side journey of like coming up with an idea and figuring out a way to make it possible, like that appeals to anyone, right?
Yeah, no, it completely does. I mean, make life more efficient. Because I read, I'm going to space the book, but there was, I think it was called Feed, where it's basically everyone has the internet now in their mind. So they're starting to have, you pull up like Facebook in your head. And that's just how you interact with everything. I mean, we're not there yet, but I get what you're saying. It's cool.
Yeah, we're transforming, dude. That's what I talk about, right? That's some of the things that I talk about.
Do you think if this around the country works, you take it to the world? I mean, you already travel.
I'm going to probably do it. It'd be cool to do something annually. So
yeah.
This May, I did the second annual automation month. So I'm going to probably continue that. I think August is cool because August is the month of my birth.
I'm born
August 21st. So my daughter is born August 23rd. So we share that birthday. So I'm going to have to figure out, I think we're going to go to Disneyland that day. So I'm still trying to figure out the exact details of if I'm going to be back here in Anaheim, go to Disneyland, or if Mary and Zoe are going to meet me in Florida, go to Disney World. She has 7 days off after that. So I'm kind of thinking if I can get the bulk of the actual customer visits and site visits and stuff done in the first 21 days, and then kind of almost enjoy a little bit of family vacation for the last 6 or 7.
That'd be
cool. Yeah. I don't know. so
well, you said you're going clockwise or is it counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's still up in the air. I'm going to, once I have all the destinations, the sponsors, then I'm going to work in site visits around those sponsors. And then I'm going to figure out where I'm going to stay and kind of reverse engineer the trip. And then work backwards from, I still need to talk with Mary about what she wants to do. But she's definitely supportive of the road trip. It's going to suck because I'm going to be gone for 21 days at least.
Yeah.
Before I come back and reconnect with Zoe. I actually thought about bringing Zoe, but Mary's not down for that. and she's probably smart in that because it would be really difficult. It's already going to be difficult enough as it is, right? I'm doing daily podcasts while I'm on the road trip. Either via Zoom or either in person with whatever business I'm featuring that day. So
that makes sense. It's something to look forward to in a few years. I don't know what age she would be okay, but if 7, 8, if you made this an annual thing and then she gets old enough to where she can come along, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
I just get, essentially I combine my work with my, leisure,
Yeah. My vote would be Disney World,
right? Disney World?
No. Yeah.
I think that makes the most sense because then, even if they fly there and then we just stay there for 3 days and then they fly back and I drive home, that's still cool too. Cause I don't know. I don't want to force them to drive in the car with me across the country.
Yeah. That's not,
if they don't want to, right. Especially if I'm going to be let's stop here at this, really awesome manufacturing plant, I would rather do a road trip for them where we're going to national parks.
Yeah.
And maybe I will even still stop at some of the national parks to get cinematic footage as far as the journey goes, but that won't be the highlight of the it's Industry 4.0 documentary. So I have to be focusing on, it's basically three things: the software companies that develop the software that empowers this industry, the actual applications, the end users, which is the manufacturers or food and beverage companies or really any industrial process like the Hoover Dam I'm going to stop at. And then the last one is the actual service providers, companies like Intellic Integration with Walker that actually implement that technology and that are leading change in that technology. Getting snippets of interviews with them and kind of making a story out of it. So
yeah,
it's really crazy because I just came up with this idea and it's imagination in my head, but I'm actually seeing it get turned into reality.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for you because it's always been my dream road trip would be restaurants. I think there's a Diners, Drives, and Dives challenge. Ooh, and me and my wife have talked about that, but I don't know if we can ever. I mean, one day we might pull that off, but that would be intense because there's like 500 places.
Wow.
But
Now you're making me you're making me think to like where I'm like driving in the middle of nowhere and like there's this diner, and like it may look like a little sketchy from the outside, but because it's like in the middle of nowhere, it's probably gonna be like the best burger that I ever had or something, you know?
Hey, they got an app. He has an app.
Peggy.
It's just
Peggy it's, Sue's Diner. Have you seen them?
Yeah. Is it on Triple D?
It's
or
on,
is it just some?
It's on the way from like if you go from SoCal to Vegas. There's like the. Is that kind of near Barstow?
Okay. Yeah. No. I've heard. I've never actually been. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Actually, I've never been too. But. cool. Cool. So that's cool, man. You could do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we whenever we travel for restaurants. So basically we find when we find a place, a destination, we make a list of like 25 different restaurants we want to go to. And then we just try to knock them out either based on chefs or what we see on the Food Network and stuff like that. So it makes it exciting. But yeah, that's what I would, I mean, that's what I think about when I think about a road trip is some food in like Idaho somewhere that you wouldn't even think about, but it has like the best like crab melt or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
I gotta raise some more money because like I want to not like spend a whole lot of money on food, because obviously you can eat out and spend a ton of money on food, but like I don't want to just be eating peanut butter and jelly the whole fucking way, you know? I mean, even given like, you know, I don't know, you probably know my style, like I love, you know, I like the luxuries, you know, like the business class and the food, like, you know, I think that'll also add not only like spirit to my, like, you know, if I'm eating peanut butter and jelly for 30 days, by the last day, I'll probably look miserable. But like, you know, I think, you know, making sure that I'm not just going super cheap, but actually enjoying the experience will be worth it in the long run. So hopefully, you know, I think whatever funding amount I'm able to get, I'll make it work. But,
I don't know. I mean, have you ever thought about going outside of the kind of group for funding? I mean, I know you're doing it on LinkedIn, you're doing it on social, but you've got to eat places, right? You have a following. What if you reached out once you knew like your itinerary and where you're going? If you found some local restaurants, you're like, hey, what if I came through and
I don't know.
I mean, there's tons of people that do it. I mean, it's just a shot in the dark.
There's like a, what is it? Cost benefit analysis on that. Right. So like definitely I totally get it. And I wish that I just had a badge that says, hey, I'm an influencer and I like, I eat for free, you know? Right. Cause
yeah,
like, I mean, gotta figure the amount of time I'd have to, like, I got a lot of things I got to plan before now and a week from today. So it's like, it's not really worth it for me to like try to reach out and invest that energy to save like $20, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So, I mean, definitely I think about that. And I do like when I went to Dubai, I asked the venue that they had the conference at if I could stay there for free. And they actually got back to me. They said no, but I didn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, if you don't ask, you're never going to know.
Yeah.
I understand.
Then I still featured them in the vlog too. I was like, hey, we're at the W, right?
Yeah. I mean, you never know if this is amazing and you're able to make this annual. Maybe one day you'll have a team and then you just have the team do it.
Yeah.
Because I mean,
yeah, that's the way that I'll actually make it happen, is by putting in the work first. And so if I do stop at somewhere that's like really, you know, kind of eclectic, like it's not just McDonald's, but it's like a nice restaurant, I could basically do a video as if they had, I could, and I don't want to spend too much time.
Yeah.
Because I could basically never even leave the state of California because I'll just stop making videos here and there. But like without putting too much effort towards it, do something in a way that plants that seed. So then next year I'd go, hey, look, you know, I stopped at this Ruby's Diner and look at, this is what you would get.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And then the other benefit would be if they were existing connections on your social. I mean, that would be perfect, because then they would just say, yeah, Zach, come through. We would love to have you, you know? But
Yeah, I'm leveraging that as far as people are reaching out to me with places to stay. So, in effect, if I crash at someone's house, that's like as if they gave me $100.
Yeah, to cover my exactly. Sleep. That'd be cool. Well, good luck to you, and I cannot wait. I literally cannot wait because I mean this stuff's just amazing. Plus, see you. You travel everywhere, man. I'm like living vicariously through your travels right now. With how much I've been grinding this year. So.
Well, thanks, man. That's you know what I try to do, and you know it's hard because like in a lot of ways, like as much as I'm looking forward to this trip, like I know it's going to be hard. Like it's going to be miserable in certain scenarios. You know, I'm going to be freaking, like by week two, I'm going to be like, why the heck am I right here? You know, doing video with you know on the other side of the country and. You know, not at home, just hanging out with my daughter. But it's like, no, like, this is why. Because I actually get the opportunity to do it in the first place. And not many people would be willing to put themselves out there, put themselves through a year or plus of just putting content out on LinkedIn, doing it for free, investing your own time and money into it to eventually maybe have it pay off, but still have it also still be a lot of work in the process as well, too.
Yeah. Is that what you're going to draw energy from? Like that random Thursday at 3 o'clock when you've grinded through 4 hour drive or whatever it is. Cause I saw like a little bit of the map. Say you like drove for 9 hours, you did like two interviews. That's where you're going to draw the energy from when you're kind of scraping the bottom.
Here's where I draw the energy from is from the finished product. And looking back, it's very similar to climbing a mountain. There's really nothing about actually climbing a mountain that's really fun. I mean, it's actually miserable, right? It's getting to the fucking top, you know?
Yeah.
And saying that you did it. So when I look back at this documentary and having it go from a concept to a week later reality, and then a month later having been done, and then a couple weeks after that having the finished travel documentary, I mean, that's what it's worth for, right? And you know, part of my job is to make it look easy and to make it look glamorous and fun. I talk about that, you know, there are times where it's not fun. Like specifically when I was in Madrid on my way to Dubai, there was an afternoon I was like, what the fuck am I doing in Madrid? Like, this is miserable. I should have just flown straight to Dubai. Like no one even speaks my language here. I don't really have I left my wallet at home. So like, it was hard for me to book even a hostel. I was sweaty. I slept on a plane the night before. I had no shoulder room. Like my back hurt. It's hot. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. This is not worth it. But then now I can actually look back and be like, damn, I actually remember that point and knew at that time that even though it sucked then, it was good because I was pushing my boundaries. And, you know, I got to Dubai. I got to see that, you know, Burj Khalifa moment. And then it was worth it in the end for the story, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that moment, what stops you from quitting? Are you looking kind of visually to that finished product, or is it something else? Or is it, you know, I know it's your why and what is burning inside of you, but I just want to kind of understand it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess you got to realize that the process is part of the results. You can't really just have the results without the process. So you just need to find a process that you love and you fall in love with that you'll just do anyways, even if it is like quite miserable sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like if I didn't want to do this, I wouldn't be doing it. So obviously at the end of the day, I'm getting something out of it. I'm having that impact. Obviously it's really cool to travel. You know, money will come in time. I mean, it is coming, but like over time it'll come more and more. So like, that's all cool. But I think it's weird because like I'll say like, you know, in a lot of ways, like as much as this is amazing and I'm advocating other people should do it themselves, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, right? Like you really got to want it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, because it's like parachuting without a chute and like the one in 1 trillionth that some parachute comes flying by and you grab it, you know? I mean, it's not something that you could replicate. No one could replicate what you're doing.
The South Africa trip is the perfect example because I flew, you know, 11 hours to London. Then I flew 11 hours to Johannesburg. I was there for 3 days and then I flew right back. I was filming video content and talking to people all day, editing content myself all night, all jet lag, barely got any sleep, woke up, did it again the next day. But like at the same sense, I was like, dude, I'm in fucking South Africa. I'm in the continent of Africa. You know how many people would just be lucky to be like, man, I don't think I'll ever get there. Like I just, maybe the furthest they've gone is like Mexico or something. It's like,
yeah,
that made it worth the pain that I went through to be able to get there.
Yeah. Do you ever, when you've been traveling, take a moment to, because I know you're reflecting now, but in the moment, do you actually just say, wow, I'm standing in South Africa or standing, I mean, even when you're in Madrid, I mean, there's so much history, there's so much culture. Do you look around? I know that there was, you know, pain in that moment, but do you look around and say, oh my God, wow, look at, I don't know anything in Madrid. Like,
I do. Yeah, I did. I'll think to myself and kind of have those quiet moments, but then I'll also then just pull out the camera and just explain how I'm feeling, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. That's so cool. Well, I gotta go back to work.
Awesome, man. I'm ready to end this because, I mean, it's been over 4 hours now. And the vision has once again turned into reality. And I can't believe this is actually over now and went as smoothly as it did. We had 58 people join the live stream with an average of 6 people. So thank you guys. Average watch time of 18 minutes. That's really impressive.
That is pretty cool.
Hanging out. Thank you, Matt, for joining.
I thank you for the invite, man. I'm very, very humbled that you reached out and said, hey, you want to be on? With everyone else that you had on, I'm just very humbled. So I appreciate you, man.
Awesome, Matt. We'll talk soon, man. We'll see you in LinkedIn.
Later.
Peace. Bye. We are done. We have finished the live stream. We're still live streaming, but we're just going to wrap it up here. And I think Matthew is still in here. So let me kick him out. See you, Matthew. And that's it, guys. That's, I think 14 podcasts, 13 podcasts, something like that. Thank you to everyone who joined. I'm really humbled and thankful that you guys were willing to share that time. I can't believe it actually worked out as well as it did. Some amazing stories, some amazing tips, and just some amazing friendships. And really also friendship with you guys listening, you guys watching. If you guys made it this far, let me know down below. I really want to thank you personally for that. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Maybe leave a review on iTunes or whatever, or follow on LinkedIn, and everything else will be down below. Try Splashio, and we'll see you guys in another video. Peace out.